Lesson 76, Alma 11. Introduction. As Alma and Amulek continued to teach the people of Ammonihah, a lawyer named Zeezrom offered Amulek money to deny the existence of God. Zeezrom also tried to twist Amulek's words and discredit his teachings about Jesus Christ. As Amulek defended himself against Zeezrom's attempts to snare him, he testified that salvation from sin comes only through Jesus Christ. Amulek also testified that all mankind will be resurrected and will be brought to be arraigned before the bar of Christ the Son and God the Father and the Holy Spirit on the day of judgment. Suggestions for teaching. Note: invite the Holy Ghost. Encourage students to invite the influence of the Holy Ghost while they study the Scriptures together. Some actions that invite the Spirit are sincere prayer, teaching from the Scriptures, bearing testimony, expressing love for God and others, and sharing spiritual experiences. On occasion, you may feel prompted to help students recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost during lessons. Alma chapter 11, verses 1 through 25. Amulek rejects Zeezrom's temptation to deny the existence of God. Ask students to think of something they possess that is so valuable to them that they would never sell it. Invite a few students to tell what they thought of and why those things are so valuable to them. Explain that Alma 11 contains the account of Alma and Amulek teaching the people of Ammonihah. As Amulek taught, he was confronted by a lawyer named Zeezrom, who offered money in exchange for something that was very valuable to Amulek. Invite students to search Alma chapter 11 verses 21 and 22 to discover how much money Zeezrom offered Amulek and for what reason. Have students report what they learn. Point out that Mormon's explanation of the Nephite monetary system in Alma chapter 11 verses 4 through 19 helps us understand the size of Zeezrom's bribe. Help students understand that an onti was a piece of silver with the greatest value. One onti was equal to approximately 1 week's wages for a judge, which means that six ontis was equal to about 6 weeks' wages for a judge. Why might Zeezrom's offer have been enticing to some people? Invite a student to read Alma chapter 11, verses 23 through 25 aloud. What does Amulek's response indicate about him? According to Alma chapter 11, verse 25, what did Zeezrom plan to do if Amulek accepted his offer? How is this similar to what Satan does when people give in to his temptations? To help students identify how Amulek was able to resist Zeezrom's offer, write the following on the board: I shall blank nothing which is contrary to the Spirit of the Lord. Invite a student to read Alma chapter 11, verse 22. Ask the class to look for the word Amulek used to complete this statement. What other words could we put in the blank that might help us rely on the Holy Ghost to resist temptation? Do, think, or look at? Ask students to state a principle based on Alma 11, verse 22, that can help them remember how they can overcome temptation. While students' answers may vary, they should reflect the following principle: when we rely on the Holy Ghost, we can overcome temptation. You might want to suggest that students write this principle in their scriptures next to Alma chapter 11, verse 22. How do you think being sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Ghost can help us overcome temptation? Read the following counsel from President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, if you are slipping into things that you should not slip into, or if you are associating with people who are pulling you away in the wrong direction, that is the time to assert your independence, your agency. Listen to the voice of the Spirit, and you will not be led astray. As a servant of the Lord, I promise you that you will be protected and shielded from the attacks of the adversary if you will heed the promptings that come from the Holy Spirit. End quote. To help students understand and feel the importance of following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, ask the following questions. What are some situations in which youth might be tempted to act contrary to their testimonies? What do you do to rely on the Holy Ghost? How does that help you? When has the Holy Ghost helped you to overcome temptation? Note: encourage learner application. If knowledge of a gospel principle is learned but not applied, the learning is not complete. Application takes place when a person accepts a truth in his or her heart and mind and then acts according to that truth. Encourage students to act upon spiritual promptings they receive to apply the gospel truths they learn. Encourage students to apply what they have learned by remembering Amulek's example the next time they are tempted to compromise their beliefs. Testify that as they live worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost, they can experience greater confidence to stand for truth and overcome temptation. Alma chapter 11, verses 26 through 40. Amulek testifies of the Son of God and overcomes Zeezrom's attempts to discredit his word. Ask students if anyone has ever tried to question or oppose their beliefs through argument or deception. Invite one or two students to share their experiences. Explain that after Zeezrom failed to get Amulek to deny the existence of God, he changed his tactics and began to attack Amulek's faith in Jesus Christ. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Alma chapter 11, verses 26 through 35. Ask the class to look for the way Zeezrom tried to twist Amulek's words. Ask students to report what they have found. Then invite a student to read Alma chapter 11, verses 36 through 37 aloud. Ask the class to note how Amulek corrects the falsehood Zeezrom taught. Invite students to look at footnote 34a. You might want to suggest that students mark footnote 34a in their scriptures. Ask a student to read Helaman chapter 5, verses 10 through 11 aloud. Why is it impossible to be saved in our sins? What is the difference between being saved in our sins and being saved from our sins? Invite a student to read Alma chapter 11, verse 40 aloud. Explain that this verse contains a principle that we must follow in order to be saved from our sins. Write the following principle on the board. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we can be redeemed from our sins. What does it mean to you to believe in Jesus Christ? Why do we need to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved from our sins? To help students understand how faith in Jesus Christ leads to redemption through repentance, read the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, "We need a strong faith in Christ to be able to repent. Our faith has to include a correct idea of God's character, perfections, and attributes. If we believe that God knows all things, is loving and merciful, we will be able to put our trust in Him for our salvation without wavering. Faith in Christ will change our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are not in harmony with God's will." End quote. Arrange students in pairs. Ask each pair to take turns explaining to each other how they would answer if a younger person asked them questions like the following. You might want to write these questions on the board. Why do I need to believe in Jesus Christ in order to repent and be saved from my sins? How has having faith in Jesus Christ helped you to repent? Testify that by having faith in Jesus Christ, we can repent, be saved of our sins, and receive eternal life. Alma chapter 11, verses 41 through 46. Alma teaches about the resurrection and judgment of all mankind. To help students consider why it is important to know that we will eventually be resurrected and judged, ask, how might someone live their life differently if they believe there was no life after death? Write the words resurrection and judgment on the board. Invite students to search Alma chapter 11 verses 41 through 45 silently, looking for as much information as they can about resurrection and judgment. As students report what they find, write their responses on the board. Be sure that one of the statements on the board conveys the truth that all people who live on the earth will eventually be resurrected. Point out the simple definition of resurrection in Alma chapter 11, verse 45. Quote, "They can die no more, their spirits uniting with their bodies, never to be divided." End quote. You may want to encourage students to mark this statement. After students have reported what they have learned, you might want to suggest that they write the following truth at the top of the page in their scriptures. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all will be resurrected and judged according to their works. Which of the truths on the board motivate you to prepare to meet God? Why do truths about the resurrection bring peace and hope to the righteous? Invite students to read Alma chapter 11, verse 46 silently, looking for the effect Amulek's teachings had on Zeezrom. Why do you think someone might react this way to Amulek's teaching? Which of the teachings in Alma chapter 11, verses 41 through 45, do you think might have troubled Zeezrom? Why? Testify that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected and stand before God to be judged according to their works. Give students time to ponder what they have learned today and how it relates to them. Then have them write answers to the following questions in notebooks or scripture study journals. You might want to write these questions on the board. How do you feel when you think about being resurrected and judged? What do you need to do to prepare to stand before God? How does your belief that you will be resurrected and judged affect the way you choose to live each day? Commentary and background information. Alma chapter 11, verses 38 and 39. How is Jesus Christ the Eternal Father? If students need help understanding how Jesus Christ can be both the Son of God and the Eternal Father, you might teach or review the supplemental teaching idea for Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 through 9 in lesson 60.